Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. We continue with Shmiras Halashon, Shara Tefillin Perikhes, Shin 176. Before we continue, I want to thank today's sponsors at the First Seder Medrash, which happens to be my parents, who are sponsoring in memory of my father's father, my grandfather, Arye Greenspan, Arye Ben Eliezer, on his yahrzeit, as well as for a refuah shleima for Avram Gedalia Ben Sara Sophia. The Chafetz Chaim is talking to us now here in this generation of a very practical topic. And that is, he says, what happens when a person insults you? When a person offends you? What is the response we should have? And the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, well, if we focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is giving us those painful, harmful statements. And it's not necessarily to be focused on the mouth of the one that's coming from, as David HaMelech did when he said, Hanich loy, leave Shimi ben Gera alone, Hashem omer loy kala. Hashem told him to curse me. David HaMelech saw Shimi ben Gera as just an agent to make sure that he hears, that David hears what Hashem wants him to hear. And we said that David HaMelech was elevated to be the regular Revi of the Merkava. What this means is a very esoteric topic. But the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that each and every person will be elevated on their level, that they can be elevated to the highest of levels when they keep quiet. And we had discussed that at that point in time, which is a different topic, I'll just mention it again, is a tremendous Shas HaKoshah for Tefillah. Tremendous opportunity to dive into Hashem and ask Hashem for whatever one needs. Let it be a Shirch, let it be a Refuah, let it be a Yeshua, whatever it might be, Zereshel Kayoma, Siyata Deshmaya, ask Hashem. Now the Chafetz Chaim tells us here, Uchshemagil Madrega Shlishis. When a person actually reaches this third Madrega, that when he gets insulted, he's Besimcha. His name is Besimcha. Zoicha, obviously, it's a life, as we discussed, it's a lifetime challenge. L'chol ha-kovar hazeh. Then he merits all this kovar that we're discussing in the past few shiurim. Ki midazu bo lo odom mitzad kedushas hadnefesh ve'emunaso ha-tahoyir ba-Hashem. Because this midah, this attribute, this level that the person climbed the ladder, that he's now besimcha when he's being insulted, is because of, it's a simen that he's reached this level of Kedushas HaNefesh and complete emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, who are we saying has reached these levels? This is David HaMelech. This is David HaMelech, Melech Yisrael. Shumashgiach al kol derachov. And this is a person who internalizes and believes that Hashem is watching over every single action, even the little petty ones, that the person forgot to close the cabinet door, and I stood up and I banged my head on that corner, and it's so painful. And I use that mashal like one might think this happens to me all the time. Chas v'shalom, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't. But I know it's a very painful thing. It's happened to me. Especially when the person gets up quickly and boom, with a force also. And the person gets so upset. And he's about to let it out on that person who left the cabinet open. Whether it be his wife, his child. But there's only one problem. He looks around the house and he reminds himself, there's no one home. There's no one in the house. No one's been in the house for the past 6 hours. It's been him. He opened that cabinet door 3 hours ago. and you got a phone call and you forgot to close it. And then he bent down to take out a pot from the cabinet, and he didn't realize he himself forgot to close the cabinet by the plates. So what happens right now? His anger goes away because he's not going to start punching his left shoulder, or his right left hand's going to punch his right side of his face. That was a meshugana. The pain's still there, but he's not angry at himself. He's not screaming at him in the mirror at himself. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us, if you're able to hold back this anger, that means you're also able to hold back the anger at someone else. And we have to realize that Hashem is Mashgiach, and Hashem had that cabinet door open for that person to get his kapara. Hashem says, I know what's best for you right now, and you need a little patch. It's the best thing for you. Sometimes people take allergy shots. Sometimes people have to go through little different situations. Sometimes physical therapy, very painful. Physical therapy can be very painful sometimes. Hashem says, this is the best for you. There's no one else that did it. The Pasuk says in Iyov, Hashem's eyes are upon all the pathways of man. Now listen to these words. As we've been saying, Hashem is doing everything for the person's benefit. It's good for the person. When we say in Ashrei three times a day, Toiv Hashem Lakol, Toiv Hashem Lakol, V'rachamof Al Kol Masof. When we say these words, Hashem is good to all, and His mercies are on all of His ma'asav, all of His creations. That includes when someone else did something that looks like he did to me. Because it's not that someone else. That's what we're learning over here. It's not that someone else. Don't put the focus on that other person. And when we don't put the focus on that other person, that's how we're able to overcome. Like we learned in the Parshas Kedoshim, last week's Parsha. Loisikam loisita. Not taking nekama, not taking netira, not taking revenge and bearing a grudge. Well, who are you angry at? You're angry at Hashem. Hashem loves you. Whatever is happening is for the best. Who are you upset at? And when we can remind us and live our lives like this, when things are not going the way we want them to go, this is the madrega that we have to strive for, kedusha sanefesh. And that's what it means. If you love Hashem, which we all love Hashem, when we have this opportunity to put into practice, we should be zoiche not to get upset and angry at the next person. You say, what do you mean? He did it. He did it. Hashem didn't do it. He did it. She did it to me. That's the mistake. That's what our Rebbe over here is teaching us. Imagine if we had an opportunity to sit at the desk, the table with the Chofetz Chaim. I know, I don't know about you, I'd be shaking like a leaf. I'm sitting in front of the Chofetz Chaim. And after I would calm down, and the Chofetz Chaim would tell me these words, you don't think I would review it again and again? Rabbi Isai, the Chofetz Chaim is right here in front of us. Tzadikim in Misasim Krim Chaim. Tzadikim in their death are called alive. And the Chofetz Chaim, I'm not shaking like a leaf right now. That's what it was when I was sitting from Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal. Sitting right in front of him. I told you that one time I was sitting right in front of him. At first I couldn't believe I'm sitting right in front of Rav Miller. I couldn't believe it. But the Chofetz Chaim is telling us these words. These are so precious. These are life-altering ways. This is the key to Simchas HaChaim.
We should be zoiche to hear these words, to review these words. Toiv Hashem lakol, berachamov al kol ma'asov. Hatzlacha Rabbah.